This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 in the new media production studio designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. LG introduces a face purifier. Movie leakers get rounded up. TikTok is in massive turmoil. And Instacart, apparently their greed has caught up to them. I want to welcome you to episode 1471 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, August 27th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. I want to give a warm welcome to all the new listeners of the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking out for the very first time. Make sure you take time, get over to geeknewscentral.com, get subscribed to the show, sign up for the newsletter. When you're on the website, that's the best way to really stay connected to the show. And of course, you can join our chat room at geeknews.chat. That's a Mastodon chat server, or our Discord chat server, which is available via the link in the show notes at geeknewscentral.com. And you can always contact me via email, geeknews@gmail.com, or you can follow on Twitter at Geek News. Of course, I'm on Facebook as well. Make friends with me over there. That's awesome. And of course, partner shows all linked at Geek News Central. And you can check out all those shows out. Hey, today's show, of course, is sponsored by the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. That's our good friends at GoDaddy.com. Geek News Central has been sponsored by GoDaddy since June of 2005. We've got great deals for you where you can always save a ton of money. The most important thing is to get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy and use those promo codes, whether it be 30% off a new product purchase, a $4.99.com, $1 a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain, or $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain. Get ready for the fall coronavirus lockdown by starting a website, getting up and running, and get yourself something going there so that you have something to do if they revert to that. But you can also get a free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. Really, you know, be honest with me, all joking aside, getting set up with a website of your own allows you really to do many things. You can start a podcast, start a blog, you can set up online shopping. They have it all. They have everything set up so you can get going with a business or just reserve a domain name that you think might be valuable someday in the future. And of course, lots of discounts on all their other products using my 30% off on new product purchase code. All those codes can be used to save a ton of money to get online. But those economy hosting plans and managed WordPress plans, with it comes with a free domain, $12 get you started. $12 for a first year. You can't beat that. So again, if you are using my promo codes, you're definitely supporting this show, supporting the writers of Geek News Central, and of course, helping me pay the rent and everything else that I do here. Definitely appreciate your ongoing support of the sponsor, GoDaddy. Again, take time, get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We definitely appreciate it. Hey, Mike, how you doing? Been chatting with some of your people, I think, today. Some emails back and forth. So at least in some support tickets, I think they're your people. So I hope you're doing well. But if you're watching the show, make sure you say hello. Do that either on YouTube or right here on my Facebook page. It's great. Appreciate it when you check in. So what's going on? Well, did a new media show yesterday, which I haven't published yet. I need to get it out. So maybe I'll do that tonight while this one is processing. But more importantly, we have a new set of conspiracies that was come up by our conspiracy coordinator. And this is from Mr. Fixer. He is our he is our conspiracy guru. And he's got two for us tonight. So did you know? Apparently it was not the Titanic that sank, but its sister ship, the Olympic. Supposedly, the Olympic had been damaged in a collision, and there was evidence to prove that the owners had switched the two ships and then sunk the Titanic aka the already damaged Olympic, for insurance money? That's the ultimate conspiracy of a lifetime. Number two, Paul McCartney. Did you know the conspiracy is that he actually died in 1966 and now a lookalike stands in his place? I think I've even heard this one too, Mr. Dare. Supposedly the other Beatles were in on the whole thing and helped to hire someone who looked and sounded and acted just like him, but they soon began feeling guilty for lying and started hiding clues about his death in their music. So if this is the case, he's like one of the richest lookalikes in the history of mankind. So those are your two conspiracy theories for the week. Do you have any? Do you have a conspiracy theory? Geeknews@gmail.com is the place to send your conspiracies that we can cover in the show. Definitely want to hear from you. So you can, of course, join our chat room where we have a dedicated group of listeners that are contributing to the conspiracies there. And there's also one that's in our conspiracy group talking about the Russian chocolate conspiracy. You'll have to send me an email if you want to be part of the Slack group to get access to that. So anyway, that's where we're at with conspiracies for this show. Hey, do appreciate, some of you have been sending me DVDs, your old collection of DVDs. It's greatly appreciated. Today was kind of a weird day. As you guys know, I stayed on Monday. I had just a massive, massive workload this week with lots of meetings, lots of discussion with vendors. It just went on and on. And my last meeting finished about 4:50. And here in the office, I have a couch. And I walked around my desk, laid down on that couch, and I mean, instantly, I think, passed out. The only thing that woke me up was Kirk had finished the show prep about 6:03 or something this evening, and I heard the ding from Slack, and that was probably the thing that saved me, or I might still be asleep in the couch in there. So, I'm looking forward to Friday, even though I've got a full schedule tomorrow. But looking forward to the weekend. So I hope you're all doing well. But anyway, let's go ahead and get into the content. Got a good stack of stuff for you tonight. Again, if you're watching on Facebook, thanks for being here. Definitely appreciate your participation and watching the show. So LG has, and I think this was in work for a while, made an air purifier for your face, and it'll blow clean, filtered air for up to 8 hours at a time. So you want to put this big monstrosity on your head. I'm sure it's going to hurt. You're going to give you a headache over time. So it's got 820 milliamp battery. That's heavy in itself. And what type of protection does it give you? Does it say? Someone's done one with an air conditioner, but I don't think they claim that this is a Rona protector. It says the Pure Care Wearable Air Purifier has a pair of three-speed fans and a pair of HEPA-style filters similar to what's found in LG household air purifiers. Simply breathe as normal. And inside, a built-in respiratory sensor will detect how fast you should breathe, as well as the volume to adjust the fan speed. So, So is this what we're all going to end up wearing before it's all over? We're all going to be walking around with a battery-charged air mask on our face. So again, no reason to even understand what the protection level on this is. I'm not even going to try. You know, I've talked about it in here. I've got two air filters in my studio that are at the micron level that it should be doing something. There's no claims on the website. But I've had two air purifiers here, mostly to keep the dust down. It's been pretty effective, too. I've had to dust in the studio one time so far, And it was because I failed to change out the air conditioning filter, and things got a little bit overwhelmed in here. But other than that, I don't know. You want to wear an air purifier on your face? I'm not so sure that I would want to. So piracy of media has been going on since really the beginning. And I know back in the day, there was software, there was media, people would share hard drives, they'd do all kinds of crazy things to share media and to pirate stuff. But I guess these gents were part of a global piracy ring called Spark Group. And the United States has charged three men with copyright infringement. Two of these men have been arrested, and law agencies in 18 other countries helped shut down servers used by the group. It's, of course, estimated that the Sparks Group cost film production studios tens of millions of dollars. And according to DOJ, since 2011, the three men arrested and other members of the Spark Group fraudulently obtained copyrighted DVDs and Blu-ray discs from wholesale distributors. Allegedly, they then cracked the disc and disseminated film and TV content via the internet prior to the retail release dates, which allowed other people to burn really the movies and then repackage them and sell them as original, I would assume. I don't think much of this is actually being done as a way to spread torrents and stuff. Seems like a lot of work, and seems like people would be looking to make money off this. But this crackdown comes less than 1 year after two men pled guilty to operating a pirating streaming service where they were ordered to pay $62 million in a privacy suit. So I don't remember what happened with that one. But anyway, they're still going after pirates out there. And with services like PlayOn, and if you haven't looked at PlayOn, PlayOn's pretty slick. It's really, really good. It's for, you know, I've got great internet speed here in the studio. So I can pick some Netflix series that I want to watch, and I can run them through PlayOn. And then I get basically the media in a format that I can put on on my media server at home, and I can watch the movies just as if I was watching them live on Netflix, and probably a lot better quality because of the capture quality here at the high speed internet in the studio. So very, very cool. But anyway, keep firing away, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to submit DVDs to the show or to me, I'd be definitely appreciated. It's good for entertainment. Okay, so I'm getting messages from my mom. What are you saying here? I must have rolled the carts in. Sorry. Okay, so next thing up in the stack, Kevin Mayer, who is the CEO of TikTok, quit. Less than 6 months into the job, he's out. And he basically left because of the political dynamics. It's basically a situation where he was probably going to be out anyway if someone bought the company. TikTok says, "We appreciate the political dynamics of the last few months has significantly changed what the scope of Kevin's role would be going forward, and fully respect his decision," a TikTok spokesperson said in a statement. "To The Verge, we thank him for his time at the company and wish him well." And he announced his departure via an email. And but of course, there's an amount of pressure that's been going on, and there's a lot of people in play to buy TikTok. Oracle is reportedly near a $20 billion deal that is being largely supported. And isn't that interesting? I'm reading a website called therap.com, and when I rolled up a little bit, this big pop-up here. How do I get rid of that? I don't want to subscribe, and it's very annoying. So, okay, well, I guess I can't read any more about his article. I hate it when companies do that. And here's what I'm going to do. I just cleared it. Walmart is also joining the fray along with Microsoft to bid on TikTok. So can two old companies run a young one? So lots of activity here. Really weird that TikTok would consider, or Walmart would consider this. So, I guess together. So we believe a potential relationship with TikTok in partnership with Microsoft could add this key functionality and provide Walmart with an important way for us to reach and serve omnichannel customers, as well grow a third-party marketplace and advertising business. In other words, you're going to get advertised Walmart products on TikTok. So, okay, well, we'll see what's going on here. Now, TikTok is supposedly sells U.S., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand operations in one full swoop. So we'll see where this leads and what happens here. The clock is ticking. Instacart has been sued by D.C. Attorney General over deceptive service fees. In a lawsuit filed Thursday, Washington, D.C.'s Attorney General alleges that the grocery delivery service tricked customers with service fees disguised as tips for workers. So they put a service fee on your bill as you were checking out, and then allowed you to increase the percentage, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 18, 20%, whatever you, and it made it look like it was a tip to your delivery person, but it wasn't. You were given the opportunity to give TikTok more money. Wow. Pretty gutsy. And so it tricked customers with service fees disguised as tips for workers. So they're going after that cash. Someone else had this happen to them too. So they're going to go after that money. It's from back from September 2016 through April of 2018. And they had gotten called out, and they changed the policies after they'd gotten caught on this. But they never refunded the money that they collected. Do you have a car? Has it ever had a recall? Well, my Ford has an app, and they tell me if there's a recall. I've already had one issued on my Ford Edge. But the NHTSA has an app now. They will automatically alert you. It's pretty strange there hasn't been an app for that already, but now there is. So the National Highway Safety Administration is up to set game with the design of its Safer Car app. The update NHTSA announced Thursday adds automatic alerts in event an automaker recalls a vehicle. So all you got to do is enter the car that you own, and it will send you an alert to your smartphone when there is documents to view about the recall, so that you won't have to rely on your car manufacturer. It'll come straight from that NHTSA. Rita says, do not use a cheap fiberglass air filter with your air conditioner. Oh, I'll have to look in what I see. My sister buys them by the box. I have to see what she gets. I'm not sure. Windows 10 Insider Preview build comes with a laundry list of fixes. It includes fixes for printers, headphone problems, and bug in Outlook and Edge. So if you are looking to test this out, there's 72 fixes in the update range, from tweaks to the start menu and taskbar to fixes for bugs in Outlook and Edge and ActiveX. There's memory leaks and headphone problems that they fix, biometric issues as well. So it's a Windows 10 Insider Preview build 19042.487. So, hey, by the way, I want to make a mention. If any of you are using Grammarly with Chrome in a certain version, if you visit Geek News Central, all of a sudden the audio players will start playing automatically. There's a bug in Grammarly that bypasses the rule not to preload or play the audio automatically. So again, if you've got Grammarly installed in certain versions of Chrome, it will cause the player in Geek News Central to play. I apologize if that's happened to you. It's not on purpose. Actually, I don't want that to ever happen because it skews my download numbers. But we've contacted Grammarly to see if they'll get a fix. Now, this is an interesting article. Virtual power plants are coming to California apartment buildings. And there's a lot of apartment buildings all over the world, and the majority of them do not have solar panels on the roof. But what they've done is in an apartment complex in California, I guess there's 400 some units, so I don't know how many different buildings there are, but they put solar panels on all of the apartment complexes' buildings. And it's in Fresno. So rent for one of these units is about $1,100. It's pretty normal rent, actually on the low side for California. And according to the website, they describe the complex as a luxury retreat style setting. And again, the cost falls in line. So what they have done here is pretty doggone brilliant as a developer goes. So they've put solar panels on the building. They've put batteries as well. So what they're doing here is they're doing a little bit of shucking and jiving. So during peak power consumption time, when the rates are the highest, then they go on battery or on solar and run it as long as they can, or in the early evening go off battery. And then at some point, if the batteries are expended, they go on regular city power, whatever it is. But in the end, the people in the apartments pay about 10% less for their electricity as if they were hooked up to the normal, you know, electric grid and paid PG&E. So instead, the apartment complex owner pays PG&E, and the renter pays the complex and pays about 10% less. But I can almost guarantee you they're making some money on the margins over time in the difference that they pay PG&E and what they get from their renter. So it's a profit center now for apartments. And it's touted as, you know, it's all green and people like that. And it's smart for the real estate marketer or investor to do this. So again, it's called a virtual power plant, but you got to have enough of a complex to do it. And they feel this is going to be popping up all over California because it just makes sense from a revenue standpoint. And at the same time, it lowers the impact on the grid, and the people that have done the investment in the solar have essentially, they're making money off it over time to upkeep and replace solar panels over time. So, because solar panels are good for about 20 years, they do lose efficiency each year, but still, if you can get 10% off your electricity costs, that's just another bonus for living in that apartment complex. Tesla with an autopilot on hit a police vehicle. The driver admits he was watching a movie. It basically was a double car stop where they had two police officers had a vehicle pulled over. The Tesla hit the vehicle, the outermost vehicle, which pushed it into the other police officer's vehicle, which then impacted the two officers and threw them to the ground. But no one, the officers were luckily were not hurt. So the driver is charged with a violation of the state's move over law and having a television in the car. So he was admitting to watching a movie while the car was auto driving. So once again, you just can't count completely on these vehicles to drive themselves and to keep yourself safe. A lot of police officers' vehicles get hit on the side of the road regardless. But this is just one more that could have ended very, very badly for the people outside their vehicles, or even even if they had been in their vehicles. So Tesla got a little more work to do there. Facebook is blocking searches for the name of the Kenosha shooter. This is interesting. So the name's been all over the news and everything, but this Kyle Rittenhouse, the gunman who's been alleged responsible for killing of two protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, Tuesday night. So Rolling Stones was looking for this and noticed that they couldn't find any information. A search for the name returns no results, while a more general search returns a number of results with the shooter's name included. After he was identified and charged on Wednesday, Facebook removed his profile and blocked users from creating new profiles under the name out of concern that copycat profiles could be used to spread disinformation. But blocking searches for the name is a more drastic measure, particularly at a time when interest in the details of the attack are at their peak. The platform does not appear to be blocking any content from being posted or shared, but it's apparently limiting its accessibility through search. Facebook confirmed it was blocking searches, but downplayed the significance of the measure. It's not actually new. We block searches for a ton of stuff. For instance, child exploitation content. So, anyway, we will see where this develops. But this is interesting that they're blocking information. T-Mobile's latest Revel phone offers 5G speeds for $200. It's the most affordable 5G smartphone in the United States, according to T-Mobile. So the REVVL 5G, it costs $399, but it can be snapped up for $200 if you agree to switch or add a line. That's the catch me there. So it's really $399. Amazon Halo is a subscription fitness wearable and platform. Amazon Halo uses machine learning to judge your body fat and monitor your tone. I'm quite fat, so I don't know what the word for that is. Tone. I am not tone. I'm plump. So Amazon is no longer content allowing mainstream wearable technology companies dominate the fitness space. So they have introduced a subscription fitness product. You know, a subscription fitness product is just you pay money for telling you that you're not doing anything. You can't go anywhere. You can't go to any gym. You can't, you know, in some states still, you can't legally walk around. So anyway, it's called the Halo Band. And you look at it and it's just that. It's just a band. There's no information. You have to look at your phone to get any information off it. So I guess it's just tracking what you're doing. That's very, very curious. So anyone gets one of these, we want to hear what you did with it or how it works and give us an update. But it looks like it gives you, tracks your sleep, what you've done. I'm not seeing everything on the screen here, but anyway, well, I've not worn my Apple Watch for 2 days, forgot to put it on 2 days in a row. Facebook is suing a man who sold fake Instagram likes. Finally, they're starting to clean this up. The company also sued a UK developer for misusing user data. So Facebook is once again taking issue of fake Instagram likes to court. The company is suing a man who sold fake Instagram likes and comments as part of a fake engagement service. The service called Narkutka, N-A-K-R-U-T-K-A, used a network of bots and automation software to distribute face likes, comments, views, and followers. And where's these folks out of? They're probably overseas somewhere. And they also went after another company called Moby Burn, a developer that used malicious software to collect Facebook data from users. So anyway, these things are a dime a dozen. They could sue someone every day and not shut them all down. Hewlett-Packard has beat quarter three estimates with a big increase in notebook sales. Not surprising at all with the COVID-19 pandemic driving up demand for notebooks. HP says its shipments grew by 32% year over year. That's huge. HP's non-GAAP diluted net earnings per share came to 49 cents on revenue of $14.3 billion, down 2.1% from the prior year period. Analysts were expecting earnings of 43 cents on revenue of $13.31 billion. So quarter three sales were very, very strong. And again, notebook unit shipments were up 11% and up 32% on desktop units. So, total unit ship were up 11% with notebook units, up to 32%, and desktop units down 30%. Okay, that makes sense. So not many people in the corporate world buying computers, but lots of people that have kids in school at home buying notebooks. All right, there's a 5G coverage map. Every U.S. city with AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile that has 5G. There is now a map available, and Verizon has released a set of maps, and so has other providers. This link will be up in the show notes to check you out. So if you want to see where your provider has 5G, and again, some of it is 600 millihertz 5G, some of it's millimeter wave 5G, and some of it's 2.5 gigahertz 5G. Yes, I'm confused as you are. So link will be up in the show notes on that. Google Photos is taking a page from Snapseed with upcoming editor changes. The new UI emphasizes text over icons. So the new design replaces a currently icon-heavy UI with one that makes greater use of text. So I've never used Snapseed, but they say it looks like they took a lot of the features, it looks like, from Snapseed and incorporated it into Google Photos. I prefer text. Sometimes I don't know what those little symbols mean as well. Google Maps has been updated. The Saved tab makes it easier to find and remember interesting places. You'll have to update the latest version of Google Maps to be able to see the changes. So all your recently saved places will now show up at the top of the Saved tab for easy access. You can even have your nearby saved places sorted by distance and arranged in a carousel. So Google's trying to make it easier for you to get around those places that you commonly go to. But if there's places you've saved, don't you really know where they're at already? So on this show, we've got a whole bunch of top list. And I guess it's just the time for these types of lists to come out. I don't know why, but they talk about the best camera phone for 2020. Starts with the Apple iPhone 11 Pro, the Google Pixel 4, the iPhone 11 Pro. What's the difference? There's two. That's the same thing. Apple iPhone 11 Pro, number one. Oh, best. Okay, they rate it by video and photos. Best phone camera for professional, Sony Xperia. Best phone camera for under $700, Apple Phone 11. So anyway, a list of features if you're looking for specific features. Apple, Google, and more companies say they are not, again, Apple, Google say they are not responsible for child labor in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Not only was it Apple and Google, it was Apple, Google, Microsoft, Dell, and Tesla are all accused of child labor. These companies say they don't own the mines and use a third-party supplier, so a connection can't be confirmed for stuff that they get out of the mines in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. A lot of precious metals come out of the DRC. They say, we cannot be responsible for this. We are not running the mines. We don't like it, but there's nothing we can do about it. And some of this is probably true because there's probably limitations on they work and get some precious metals. We don't do much of that here in the United States for sure. The best portable power stations of 2020. And these are pretty cool, these power stations. The best overall is the Jackery Explore 1000. I'm just going to open this up on Amazon and see what this bad boy can do. So it's not cheap, $999. It's a Power Station Explorer. It's a 1,002-watt solar. It comes with a solar panel, too. It's outlet, solar mobile lithium battery for outdoor RV and emergency camping. So 1,000 watts possible. That's a beast. The best mid-range is the Klein Tool KTB5. Would you ever thought we were carrying around this much power? If I'm going to spend $1,000, I'm going to be frank. If I'm going to spend $1,000 for a portable power pack, I'm just going to buy a little generator. Yeah, they're noisy, but you can buy little Honda ones that are pretty quiet. Why spend that much money? I would just buy a little portable generator, I think. But no one wants, I guess, generator noise when you're out camping, I would suppose. But the best budget one is Rock Pals 300-watt unit. Obviously, not that much power availability out of that. Amazon's first fresh grocery store opens with high-tech Dash shopping carts. This is by invitation only. Where's this going to be? It's going to be in Woodland Hills neighborhood of Los Angeles. The store will sell food like pizzas and sandwiches that are paired on site, as well as a range of items from national local brands. It's intended as a cheaper alternative to Amazon's Whole Foods stores. Oh, cheaper by how much? 5%. And it's packed with tech. It will not use its just walk out cashierless technology. But the fresh store in LA is the first location where shoppers will be able to use Amazon Dash carts, which you log into using the Amazon app and are equipped with cameras and sensors to identify which items you drop in. The cart is compatible with shopping lists made using Amazon's Alexa voice assistant. You then can automatically pay without having to wait in a line at the checkout. Well, that sounds like the same type of deal. Amazon says there will also be Echo Show devices dotted around the store to help users find their way around. So they have a 35,000 square foot fresh store. Doesn't sound like a place where you just dash in. But if anyone gets into one of these, take some pictures. I'm sure we'll see some on upon opening. Also, something kind of got snuck in here today that is a little bit, I need more information on. Apple is making COVID-19 exposure notification on iOS a feature. So let me say that again. Apple makes COVID-19 exposure notifications an iOS feature. Apple is introducing limited support for COVID-19 exposure notifications without downloading an app. This is phase two of the Apple Google contact tracing. Apple is currently beta testing its iOS 13.7 update among developers. The main addition to the new version is the expansion of the COVID-19 exposure notification API. Apple says this will let iPhone users opt in to receive exposure notifications without the need to download an app from your local public health authority. Does anybody even know if any health authorities have an app? When Apple and Google jointly announced the move to introduce contact tracing tools within their operating system, they committed to enabling a Bluetooth contact system. So this is what iOS 13.7 ushers in. The way this works gives iPhone users control over what information is shared, if at all, but does make a few compromises. While you can opt in to receive notifications, you don't have to. And of course, the writer says, but I think you probably should. You can't actually report on your condition unless you also download and install a supported public health app. Huh. Interesting. So iOS 13.7, you can turn it on. How many of you will be leaving it off? Android Central has the list of the best Android phones under $200 in 2020. I won't go through that list. Also, Android Central has a list of the best wireless earbuds for 2020. The number one is the Jabra Elite 75T. And the Apple AirPods Pro is at number 8. Wow. Samsung Galaxy Buds Plus, Sennheiser Momentum True Wireless 2, even an Allkey EPN 5. Wow. The Apple AirPods. Number 8. You wonder if that's a dig. This is an Android site, so you just wonder sometimes, yeah? All right. That's going to bring me to the end of the content today. Pretty short show. Let me go over here. I had an email come in. And I remember, I can't say who it's from. This is a good one. So the writer says, Todd, probably best to keep my name out of this one. Your mention of the Department of Energy and Apple iPod reminds me of a time when I worked for a well-known tech company back in the 90s. Our department produced software for the analysis of power supply networks. You put power stations, transmission lines, substations, houses onto a map, and the software would work out the current flows and voltage drops. It could do fault analysis and load balancing, all kinds of clever things. Back then, we were asked to meet with some representatives of a U.S. government agency and demonstrate our product. They came to us, and it was first names only, no business cards. During the conversation, it became clear that they weren't very interested in things like power flows and current losses, but they were very interested in fault analysis, i.e., what happens if something goes wrong, asking questions like, if this transformer substation was damaged, could we tell which parts of the network would lose power, quote unquote. Without them saying anything explicitly, by the end of the meeting, it became evident that these people did not want to model the electrical power network. By the end of the meeting, it became evident that these people wanted to model the electrical power networks of a certain Middle Eastern country so that they knew what to take out with cruise missiles to maximize losses of power to the cities. They bought the software. Regards, anonymous writer. Yes, you take out certain substations and all kinds, you know, or hit a couple of substations and, you know, you put a city in the dark without having to completely destroy their infrastructure. You know, it's easier to take out a substation than it is to take out it's smarter to take out a substation than take out an entire power plant, because power plants take years to replace, substations take weeks. So, I hope you guys charge them a premium for the software and the ongoing updates. So I want to thank our anonymous writer for that information. That was a pretty good one. That was a pretty good one. All right, we're going to bring the show to a close. Again, a little bit shorter one today. A little bit shorter news day. I appreciate, though, it gets me out of here a little bit earlier today. From a production standpoint, but I do appreciate y'all's participation in the podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the family here. If you're not subscribed, go over to the website and make sure you hit subscribe on the particular podcast app of your choice, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spreaker. It just goes on and on and on. All the different ones that are there on the website to be able to subscribe to the show. We do want to thank all of our insiders for their ongoing continuing donations to the show. It's greatly appreciated. Your contributions as an insider is, helps make up a part of the you know, the what we use here for the normal operating costs. If you haven't considered becoming an insider, maybe it's time. GeekNewsCentral.com/insider. We can start at $2 a month. And if you want to really get, want to support the show, we kick it all the way up to 25 or make a one-time donation. We have people that are doing that on a regular basis. So I definitely appreciate those folks that are supporting the show each month with a contribution. I don't take it lightly. It is greatly appreciated. At the same time, thank you for this ongoing support of GoDaddy and buying their products and services. We'll know here next week or so, I guess, how we did for August. We're not quite to the end yet, so we got some time to still make some progress there. But I definitely appreciate it. It's hard to believe, isn't it, that we are already almost at the end of August. And September is right around the corner. It's just truly remarkable. They're keeping, in Hawaii, they just locked the entire state down for 2 weeks. Starting today, they're on full lockdown. Central workers only. And I don't understand it. No one's going into the state. You know, they're having very minimal traffic in. If you do go in, you're locked up for 14 days. but yet they're having to go into another 2-week lockdown. I'm still of this firm belief that you just, you know, this thing is going to run its course, and you can do what you got to do to protect yourself and others. But it, I think just to a certain point, you just can't completely protect yourself one way or the other. So I don't know. It's discouraging. So it's probably going to be late October before and maybe not even then, before I get back to Honolulu. But it is what it is. It's going to become critical here soon. I'm going to have to call my doc and say, hey, I'm just about out of my prescriptions. You're going to have to write me a local script so I can get something locally. Because I usually use the military facilities to pick up my prescriptions. So when I go back to Hawaii, I'm able to kill two birds with one stone. I'm able to get a script picked up and everything. But don't think that's going to happen here anytime soon. So, all right, let's go ahead and bounce out. Everyone, thanks for being part of the family. Ted, Rita, everyone, Mike, thanks for watching the show. Everyone, stay safe. Take care of the elderly. Watch out for one another. And have a great evening. Everyone, take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.